Wilmslow Lacrosse Club are Cheshire Soap 106.9 Club of the Week. Not many of our listeners may be familiar with the sport of lacrosse. It's a fast-paced and action-packed team sport that is both exciting to play and watch. It's fast and furious. If you've never seen it before, then it's definitely a sport to search for online, or maybe even visit a club local to you. Wilmslow Lacrosse Club is one of the local clubs here in Cheshire, and it has a proud history in the sport, as Chair Tony Warriner explains.
Wilmslow Lacrosse Club has been going since, I think it's 1973. It was spawned from a couple of other clubs, and it's been a haven for some fantastic players over the years. We've had county players, internationals, players all come through the club. Back in the day, we were European champions, which is the height of where you want to be. And we were Division One, as it was Premiership One, champions as well. And we've always had men's teams, ladies' teams and junior teams. And those teams have always fluctuated throughout the years, just dependent on how numbers are coming in. We are a friendly club. At the moment, we have two men's teams, a brand new ladies team. We have a new junior section, which we're working on trying to advance the programme. And it's all about, at the moment, volunteers. You know, we can't do anything without volunteers. And all our members have to step up, do what they can, and try and make lacrosse as accessible to as many people as possible. We don't look at any sort of disabilities as a problem. We try to work around those, and it gives our junior sessions a real advantage. If you can have all different types of children there, it just becomes accessible. We host tournaments. We host two of the biggest tournaments. We host the Nick Keogh, which used to be the British Nationals, which I think is going to grow to 16 international teams and home nations teams. And that's going to happen, obviously, as it is now in 2022. And we also host the Masters, which we did in, about a month or so ago, which gives older players, 35, 45, 55-year-old players, chance to play, come together, have that community, play with their old friends, play a good level of lacrosse. Other clubs are doing exactly the same. Other clubs are bringing in tournaments to keep the actual game alive.
If you're listening to this and still trying to work out what lacrosse involves, hopefully Tony and Wilmslow Women's Senior Coach Lucy Ford will be able to help.
The men's game is a contact sport. The women's on paper is a non-contact sport, but it's in reality, it can have a few knocks and bruises. So the men have rules within their game where they can body check, and they've got protection, body armour and helmets in which they use to protect themselves from serious injury. The women's, we don't wear the body armour, we don't wear the helmets, we wear other protective pieces that you can or cannot wear depending on your personal choice. But the core skills and the technical skills, the foundation of the sport, are the same in terms of stick skills and spatial awareness, passing and moving, just like any team sport.
It's the biggest hidden secret in the world. Depends on who you're speaking to. If you're speaking to someone who is in sports already, especially someone like rugby, you could explain it to them as it's the same physicality, but you get to use sticks as well. Now, that usually gets your rugby players over, and they come over because they want to wear helmets. They may want to play American football, but they don't want to go that far. If you explain it to someone who's come from maybe a football background, it's faster than football. It's more technical than football. The space awareness that you need to go to actually play lacrosse. The first thing is you've got to be able to throw and catch whilst wearing the helmet and gloves with a stick in your hand, and look where you're going through the helmet, trying not to get hit by the guy with a big stick behind you. It is so technical. It really is a technical sport. It's so competitive. It's speed, it's awareness, and it's overall talent that gets you through the cross.
It's a sport that originated in North America, as Wilmslow player Sam Burgess explains. But Sam first discovered the sport a lot closer to home.
It got explained to me as ice hockey on without the skates. It's the fastest sport on two feet. So it used to be an American Indian way of settling disputes instead of war. So they used to play along mile long pitches, and it used to last for days and days on end. But it's one of those sports where you have to see it. Kid across the road from me who plays for, I think he plays for Wales at the minute actually, he I saw him one day on the street and he was just playing about with a lacrosse stick, and I was like, well, what's this? So he got me into it and brought me down to the club, and then I've not really left ever since. And when it first came down, there's just all these people throwing about, and to now be doing it myself is just something completely different to anything I'd seen before. So coming down to the club for the first time was like an eye-opening experience, because we had a women's team, men's team, and I'd never ever seen it before. And it's quite a out-the-way club, so it's not really something you've seen just walking around town. I love the speed of the sport. I just love how fast it is on the field, and the contact that you can lay out and receive. It's good fun once you're running away from someone or you're trying to figure out how to get past the defender. That's the whole thrill of the sport. It has been a massive part of my life. It's taken me all across Europe playing. I made some lifelong friends, and a lot of them are back in the States now, and a lot of them are obviously still in Europe. So it's been fantastic. The community at the club is fantastic. The people behind it that just want the club to progress and proceed. And the players, like looking out, watching them throw about, it's just nice to see. Seeing the players that are coming back from injury or still progressing back from not played for a couple of years, it's nice to see players coming, sticking around, going to uni and coming back, or just playing in general. There's always a nice atmosphere here, so it's like a big family. We'll welcome you in as a club. It's a very, very welcoming club, so take that leap and give it a go.
Competitive women's lacrosse is back at Wilmslow this season for the first time in many years, after the club merged with Brooklands to set up a women's team, which plays in the North Women's Lacrosse Association League. Lucy Ford coaches the team alongside her playing commitments at Timperley, and is also the women's vice president of the European Lacrosse Federation.
Wherever possible, I'll try and grow the sport. I'm a teacher at a primary school not too far from here, so I've been doing a lacrosse club there. I'm actually the women's vice president of the European Lacrosse Federation, so any opportunity I get, I think it's really important to expose people to the sport. Never met anybody who's been introduced to it who hasn't enjoyed it, doesn't like it, and I just really like people getting involved, especially women. I just think it's really great for women's sports and the fitness aspect, the mental health aspect as well. And I just think it's got so much to offer. It's not one of the most obvious sports that you might think of, but it can make a really big impact to people's lives. And if you're looking for something new, something a little bit different you might not have tried before, then this is absolutely it for you. Even if you've got children as well, or know of young people that are trying to get into the sport or into a sport, as I said, great for any people who may be coming out of the pandemic or suffering with any mental health issues, or trying to become part of a team or a group. It's so, so good for all of that as well, and I think it's really important to encourage other people to do that. So really accessible, equipment isn't a barrier, the clubs are all really inclusive and really welcoming, and it's really great for all ages. It's great here at Wimslow, it's great at Timperley where I play, so first and foremost that's what I look forward to every week in training and playing, becoming friends with the team and having each other's back on and off the field. But in terms of the sport, it's just got a bit of everything. It's got hand-eye coordination, it's very fast, it's technical, you need to sort of be able to use your brain and your spatial awareness skills to be able to play effectively. So I just think it encompasses a lot of everything.
Just how great is it from your point of view to see a team being established and merged together and so many people playing?
It's fantastic. It's seeing people become friends on and off the field, helping each other get better at the sport, but also having like a friendship and a relationship off the field as well. And I think if that's established as a team off the field, it really goes to show how the game and how the game can be impacted by each team on the field, having those relationships and having those bonds. I just think it goes such a long way to see teams combining, doing what they can to field a team each week. It makes the league even more competitive, which is really good for everybody involved. And they're a great bunch of women.
Tia Barlow first started playing lacrosse at school and is now one of the Wilmslow women's team captains.
I first got involved in lacrosse when I was 8, when I was at boarding school. And the reason I got involved in it was because it's really fast and it's a really good fun team sport that I think really helps to get people involved. What's so nice about this club is the fact of how social it is. After we've done training, we have like some drinks together Or like we go out and like go to a pub if that's what we want to do, or just chat. And it's such a community, and that's what I really like about this particular club. I feel like it's my opportunity to get as many people involved in the sport and to really build on a sport that a lot of people don't know about. And I think that in time to come, especially for Wimslow, that there is a lot of potential there. And if we can get the community around Wimslow and Audley Edge and the other surrounding areas, it will really, I think it will really make a vibe at the club. So we did last season, it was just a training season and for everybody to sort of get to know the club and to play a little bit together. And then, yeah, we had off. This is our first competitive season. We went down to Bath 8 and came 5th in the ladies tournament, which was fantastic. And we had our first competitive league game last weekend, and then we're playing this weekend at Heaton Mercy. For me, it's an opportunity to look forward to something to play on the weekend, to go and see some friends, and just to be in a team sport. So for me, a team sport is, I prefer team sports to individual sports, because I feel like we're all there together, we all lose together, we all win together, and we're all there to support each other.
Wilmsdale Lacrosse Club is working hard to expand its junior academy, with sessions being held for all ages on Thursday evenings. Jack Parry coaches the juniors and is also a member of the senior men's team.
When I first saw it, I was a bit scared of it because I saw the sticks and everything. But then as I got into it, it was different because everyone goes for football. But because I went for that, it was different. I enjoyed it. I just got committed to it. So with it being an American sort of sport and not as big in England, it is still big in England. So if you go uni, it's playing all the time. So getting people involved in it and growing it, and with it potentially being in the Olympics, it'll be more well known. So like I would say, get down, have a go. Try it, it's different. It might be something you're good at. Even if you're not good at it and you enjoy it, come down, keep doing it, and you'll meet a lot of great people here.
I've just watched the last 50 minutes of your session, and it, obviously at that age, it's all about fun and just introducing to the sport, the basics, the fundamental skills, but mainly it's about having fun, isn't it?
Yeah, so even though we have the fun, we've still got the training part of it. So ground balls, instead of just picking up normally, we play a game of Hungry Hippos. So they just run out, grab ball, take it back. And they love the competitiveness of it. We always do girls versus boys too. Girls always win because the boys think they're better. So it's just fun. So with their age, there's two ways they can go. They can go with the kitted route, which I started with. But now there's a lot more safer option for non-kitted league. So we're trying to build a team up for the ones who don't want to wear the kit. It'll help them all build up the confidence because they're not getting hit. And they can focus more on their passing and catching skills.
Absolutely. And if for somebody that perhaps will be joining one of your sessions, what can they expect?
Just a lot of fun. A lot of hard work, because I do make them run. But every minute you do, you'll enjoy it. Every time I see happy faces leaving, it's made me feel better. It makes me feel like I've done a good job. My attitude, don't be boring. Be adventurous. Be a bit risk-taking. And play lacrosse, because you'll enjoy every minute of it.
The club is part of the wider Wilmslow Phoenix Sports Club, opposite the entrance to Stile Country Park on Stile Road. The lacrosse club is one of a number of sports based at the site, which makes for a real community and social feel at the club.
COVID was hard for everybody. I know we're still not through it, but we're out of, hopefully, you know, coming out of it. But over the first initial 13 months, it killed all our clubs. And actually, out of that, this is when we actually started our juniors and ladies, because, you know, once we could start, we actually started to really put a drive in. But the only thing that was missing was that sense of community and pulling together. And now, you know, 13, 14, 15 months on, our clubhouse is open. We still have rules that we have to abide by for our club. We do that. We look after our players the best we can. But getting them into the clubhouse, you know, allowing them to have socials after training, making the juniors a part of that as well. So, you know, we hope the good thing that we are very good at, and we've got the right people in place over the Phoenix and lacrosse and hockey and cricket, is the everyone's pulling together. So we're having Halloween do's, we're having Christmas do's, we're having different functions, where the club, the Phoenix is trying to host different events. And at the same time, every club are running their own events and their own fundraisers, but they're happy to merge They're happy to be together. We've got a really nice unity at the whole sports ground. And we do cover a lot of sports. We just have the Wimsley, the Style Running Club has just come into the club as a new section. We do have football hires as junior football hires. So and we also have some small sports that come in over the summer, like the croquet and archery. And we try to be as open as we can, as open minded, and use the grounds all year round. And that's, you know, that only it's only comes down to the people who are running Phoenix, lacrosse, hockey, football, cricket. It's down to those people, those volunteers, and you know we make it work every season, and that's the good thing.
For Wilmslow Lacrosse Club, their vision going forward is to keep expanding and growing the game to as many people as possible.
I think you have to have a bit of a vision. You have to have a slightly tunnel-minded idea of where you would like it to go. The idea is for me personally, to keep our men's teams running, to have a minimum of two teams, and keep a nice share, a mix of youth of going into those teams. And you know, offering places to university players at the same time, and keep your homegrown players. At the same time, of saying that, you need to try and keep your older players, because they only want to play. They may have, you know, businesses or family and getting older, so the legs may be a bit tired. So you need to offer them sport as well, because you know they still love the game. For Wimslow, you know, our growth sector has been our ladies team. You know, we'd love to grow that to a solid Wimslow team without a merger. And then our juniors academy program is literally to gain more and more children, let them see the sports, get into schools more, produce, you know, good quality lacrosse coaching for all the children coming to lacrosse. And then hopefully, you know, our three under eights or under nines teams, under tens teams, then create 11s and 12s and 13s and 14s, and it rolls up. And you know, but what you have to do is when those teams have moved up, you have to keep on going and start with under eights again, and you have to keep this role of players coming. But you can only do that with volunteers, people volunteering. None of our coaches are paid. The volunteers. We pay for them to have their coaching badges. We wouldn't expect them to pay for those, but you know we put into the coaches. The coaches put into the training and the coaching they provide, and hopefully we have, you know, some great players coming out of it. You know, if you're looking for, you know, your local team and we fall in your category, you know, just come down. You know, come down, enjoy it, enjoy a session. Equipment's always available, and it's available and accessible to every age, every, as you mentioned before, every sex, every gender, you know, every ability. And that's the good thing. We're always open, and you just need to get yourself down there and see what it's about.